Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of AI code assistants, specifically the Watson X Code Assistant, or WCA.
WCA, huh? Sounds like a powerful tool. So what's the big deal with this particular AI assistant?
Well, this isn't just any code assistant. This research, straight from IBM, explores how WCA impacts developer productivity and their overall experience in a real-world enterprise setting.
Oh, enterprise level. That sounds serious. So they weren't just messing around with toy projects then?
Absolutely not. They surveyed nearly 700 developers and ran usability tests with 15 more. They really wanted to understand how WCA changes the game for professional coders. And get this, the top use case wasn't even what you might expect.
I'm intrigued. Spill the beans. What was it?
Code understanding, explaining cryptic code, answering programming questions. Those were the biggest wins. Of course, code generation, documentation, and testing were all popular, but understanding code was king.
Wow, I would have guessed generating code would be number one. So did using WCA actually make developers feel more productive?
Yes, but it's a mixed bag. Overall, they did report feeling more productive, like things were easier, faster, better quality, but it wasn't a universal experience. Some folks felt less effective, especially if the output wasn't perfect.
Ah, the perfection problem. So it wasn't a magic bullet then?
No, but it also wasn't useless. Many developers saw it as a helpful junior developer or intern, great for boilerplate code, but still needing some supervision. There's this balance of accelerating existing workflows and exploring new possibilities, like an exploration mode.
That's an interesting way to put it. What about the whole question of authorship when working with AI? Who gets the credit?
Right. That's another big question they looked at. Many developers felt a shared sense of authorship with WCA, even when the code was heavily modified. It's a co-creative process, and that brings up some interesting questions about how we attribute credit in this new world.
And copyright issues? I bet that's a minefield.
You bet. Most developers were concerned about WCA potentially reproducing copyrighted material. They saw it as a shared responsibility between themselves and the AI to make sure everything was above board. It's not just on the developer.
Fascinating. Any final thoughts on this whole AI code assistant thing?
Well, this study offers a valuable snapshot of how AI is changing the development landscape. It's not just about speed, it's about understanding, exploring, and even rethinking how we work together. And yes, sometimes it makes things easier, sometimes harder. But it is clearly changing things. See you next time on Nutty's Show.
Bye-bye.